And with us in the studio this morning is Gary Gamble. He is a new county commissioner. Welcome. First time at the show.
Good morning. Yes.
Well, you've got a couple of board meetings under your belt.
Yeah. Yeah, it's very interesting.
Okay. I'm not going to ask you whether you're glad you ran or not, but we'll just move right into a couple of the, there were a couple of kind of big purchase issues. Let's start with those. I know that is a matter of concern for you, capital expenditures. One was made by Brian Silas. He's a maintenance director and for a truck and a fleet vehicle, and the others were a lot of different pieces of equipment from the folks at the highway department, Dave Betts and Russell Clegstead. So how do you feel about those?
Well, I guess being new in the position, the process that was gone through to develop budget was something that I certainly wasn't an active part of. And my position is, and I noticed in backing up in making motions on these proposals, that it drew very silent. And there was quite a pause in time waiting for somebody to make a motion to approve these. And then I could hear a comment made about, I don't want to get yelled at. Just a quiet comment. And I'm thinking, oh, I see. You got to be careful what you approve and don't approve from how you're going to appear. My position is that you will, if you follow the board meetings, you will know that I will ask the question, is this in the budget? If it's in the budget, then the discipline process that has been followed should be respected. Whether we agree with it or not is something that I think in the future should be refined so that we do participate in becoming leaner in how we deliver goods and services to our community and balance fiscal responsibility, which is hugely important. I just came back from the meeting, which is the County Government 101, which Heidi and I attended, and coincidentally, there were 101 new county government officials attending the County Government 101. And when they were asked, what's the most important thing, fiscal responsibility was largely the common denominator. So back to answering the question on these requests for capital expenditures. My position right now is that if it's in the budget and has been approved, I will respect that process. However, I feel that what I would like to encourage is really stepping back and looking at our budget process and trying to be more frugal and build a trust relationship or reestablish trust with the community that shows we understand that you fiscally have to make decisions that are forced on you. We need to be just as disciplined in the process. So I will approve these on the basis of assuming that we have entrusted this money to people in a budget process. And to take that away from them at this point in time, I don't think would honor the process.
You also had some applicants for the Cook County Grammarie Economic Development Authority Board.
Yes, we interviewed those. The board determined that it'd be in the best interest to have an opportunity to ask questions. Questions were asked. I think the line or direction of the questions that I proposed during that interview were trying to understand who the individual is and what qualities they would bring to that board. I think identified in the 2007 study done by the University of Minnesota that there are some real intrinsic problems with how we are operating and our lack of connection with the community with regard to the EDA. There are some things we do well, but there are some things we certainly need help on. So I think when you identify those things, you should bring individuals in that would bring that those life experiences and those inherent skills that they have to help to support the weaknesses. So the two interviews, Abby and we had Andrew, and we chose to go with Abby. And I think the thinking on the board was that it would be a new set of eyes and a woman's perspective, and that's the basis that the decision was made on.
Okay, so we got a Board of Equalization meeting coming up for 2013.
Yep, that was scheduled, and I think that's hugely important. Any opportunity we have to interact with the public to demonstrate that we're trying to build integrity in a process and to have consistency, that's basically a fundamental issue.
And Brady Powers gave you the fourth quarter budget review wrap-up.
Yeah, and I appreciate how he does that. He's very patient in the process and understands that new commissioners stepping into it might not be up to speed in a lot of these things, so he's willing to take our questions and to explain things so that we do gain understanding and perspective.
So what I'm hearing from that and from what you said previously at the beginning of this interview is that when it comes to that difficult time, and it usually starts in midsummer to look at a budget, that's going to occupy a good deal of your attention, I take it.
I think, and out of respect to those that have served and those that are serving, it's a changing place that we find ourselves in as communities and as state and as a country. And everywhere we go and we have interaction, we hear that the fiscal side of things is hugely important. There are a number of people that want services, but we can't provide services for everybody, and we need to understand how we compassionately and respectfully deal with declining revenues, mandated things that are not funded. Those are difficult decisions, and I think we have to roll up our sleeves and commit to a process that builds integrity and demonstrates to the citizens that we empathize with their situation financially. It is their money. We want to be good stewards of it.
Well, we've been speaking with Gary Gamble. He is the District 2 new county commissioner. I look forward to talking to you on a regular basis as we scroll through the year. And please feel free to get in touch with us if you've got other concerns that you want to talk about at any time.
Thanks. Appreciate it, Jane. I like the lead-in music.
Thank you, Gary Gamble.